If you are at this place where you just feel stuck or you haven't been able to get that next 100 subscribers or whatever, think about doing a launch. This is a really huge way to get a big amount of list growth in a short amount of time.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
So I was recently asked to share about what my number one focus for the new year is business-wise. It was for this awesome summit that was raising money for a charity. And all I had to do was sit at my kitchen table and hit record and share about what I am focused on as a business owner, what I'm excited about, what I think is trending, what I think everyone should be focused on. And it was so funny because when I was initially asked to do this, I immediately knew what I wanted to talk about. But then doubt started to creep in. Why? Because I've been talking about this same thing for years and years and years. What is that thing? Growing an email list. Now, it's kind of wild. And let me give you a little bit of background. But years and years and years ago, when I was a wedding photographer, I hired my first business coach. And I remember in the first phone call with him, the first thing he asked me was, how big is your list? And I literally, I kid you not, I thought he was talking about my to-do list. I did not realize that email lists were a thing. I didn't understand why I would possibly need one. I didn't get what I would send to this list. I didn't get it. At the time, I had maybe 10,000 Instagram followers. He could have cared less. He wanted to know about my email list. And after that day, I made it my number one focus to focus on growing my list. And it's so funny because when I launched my email list building program, the List to Launch Lab, years ago, it was my worst launch to date. Like historically, it was the worst launch I've ever done. It was still really great, but it was a terrible launch in terms of what I had been doing. And yet I was giddy because I had learned and understood the power behind an email list. And if I could even convince five people that growing an email list was worth it, I knew it would be life-changing. And so now, fast forward to today, my List to Launch Lab is probably my number one program. And it is something that I believe in so wholeheartedly because I have watched how an email list has absolutely changed my business, impacted my results, and helped me to serve at a greater level. And it's funny because even when I went through that launch and it was lackluster, I understood that growing an email list does not sound fancy. It also doesn't really sound that fun, if we're being honest. And it's not something that everyone can see, like the number under your name on Instagram. But as a business owner, I have learned time and time again that the health of my business and the wealth of my business are dependent on one main channel, and that is my email list. Now, I am going to dive into five ways that I am actively growing my list right now in this year and how I'm going to use these same ways to propel my list moving forward. I'm going to talk about how all roads of my marketing lead to my list, how I connect and serve and drive results through it. And I'm also going to share how we have been growing it and what is working right now, along with the new thing that got us 9,000 new subscribers in just a little over 2 months. So here we go. Let's dive on into this episode. I am so stoked to talk about one of my all-time favorite topics, and I'm talking about it from what is working right now, what has been working, and what will never stop working when it comes to growing your email list. Let's dive on in. Looking for a new show to add to your podcast library? Well, look no further than Being Boss Podcast, hosted by Emily Thompson. Being Boss is an exploration of not only what it means, but what it takes to be boss as a creative business owner, a freelancer, or a side hustler. Being Boss is another amazing resource for anyone interested in getting inspired and, more importantly, getting started. I absolutely loved Emily's recent episode all about achieving work-life balance. It's a hot topic for my team as we enter the new year.
Emily shares 5 top tactics for achieving a good work-life flow, whatever that looks like for you. And I totally resonated with how she feels about balance. Being Boss is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Listen to Being Boss wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so before I dive into the 5 things, I just want to help simplify marketing in general. I have the number one marketing podcast on Apple Podcasts, and I feel like when we talk about marketing, we overcomplicate it far too much. Now, as entrepreneurs, here's what I believe. I believe you should only have 2 main objectives for your marketing strategy, for your entire strategy, 2 focuses. You want to, 1, use your desired channels. So wherever you can show up, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or a podcast or a blog or a YouTube channel, use your desired channels to connect with people. And that connection and the goal of it is then to get them off of those channels and invite them onto your email list. All of your marketing efforts should be guiding towards one path, and that one path should be to grow your email list. Every effort in your business should point to one big goal, and that is growing and serving your email list. Now, let me kick this off and just invite you to this. Now, this is so huge. If you are not driving right now, if you are listening and you do not have an email list, stop what you are doing. If you're driving, park your car, pause this episode, and you need to go sign up for my absolutely free 0 to 250. It is an email list building challenge. We have had 60,000 people take this challenge, and it has been a huge launch pad for people who are just starting their list, or maybe they've started one and it stalled and they need to get back into it. It is absolutely free. I guide you day by day for 5 days. Think like 10-minute videos or less. I help you create your offer, make your sign-up form, deliver your freebie, send out an email to your list, and I have free tutorials that literally walk you through all of the tech. So it is impossible for you to get stuck. So please, 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 if you are listening and you're like, I don't have a list, I don't know what a list is, I don't know how to do it, the tech confuses me, go to listbuildchallenge.com. That's listbuildchallenge.com. Get started on my free list building challenge. It will literally help you apply what I have learned over the last 5 years and get started so that you can use today's tips and tools and strategies to turbocharge your email list and your subscribers. So one of my best friends was recently at a mastermind, and whenever her and I do different things in the business world, we always message each other and just say, here's what my biggest takeaway was, or here's what I learned here. And I asked her, I said, okay, what did you get from that day? Like, what was your number one takeaway? And the thing that she said to me is, she goes, I realized I have to buckle down and get really focused on growing my list again. And she told me this story about a woman entrepreneur who was at this event, and she was sharing that she has doubled her revenue year over year over year, and that the only thing that allowed her to do that was doubling her email list. And it kind of makes sense. Like, if you can drive results from having an email list, if you double that list, you'll likely double the results, right? And so she was just saying, she's like, you know, I've been so focused on all of these different things, social media, you know, reels on Instagram, YouTube. I need to just double down my efforts on growing my list. And I thought this was incredible, because this is a seasoned entrepreneur. This is someone who knows how important list building is. But it just goes to show that as we get busy, as we add more to our marketing strategy, a lot of times we forget that that ultimate goal of growing any other platform is to get them off of that platform and onto our list. And I loved just hearing that that was her takeaway, because she is one of the most brilliant entrepreneurs I know. And the fact that it was like, go back to the basics, I just thought that was so powerful. And it really kind of lit a fire in me too, to dig in and to say like, okay, what are we doing for our list building efforts? What is working right now? What do we need to focus on as we move forward? And so as I prepared this episode, I pulled in so many different members of my team and said, give me a report on this. Like, how is it working? What does it look like? And so in today's episode, I'm going to share a lot of different metrics and numbers and tools with you that can help for you to grow your list. And what I would recommend here is not to try to do all 5 of them, especially all at once, but start with the one that resonates the most, that feels the most compelling, and then build off of that. So As I was researching all of this, I realized that this year we've added over 120,000 new subscribers to my email list just this year. That number is insane. And I truly believe that the health of my business is in the list. And so seeing that number is really encouraging to me. And it shows that we're consistently offering value in exchange for someone's email address. When you think about it and you think about how an email list works, it is this act of reciprocity. You are giving someone something of value. They are giving you their email address in exchange, and you are growing that relationship through the correspondence. Email is a much more intimate way to connect, and you can kind of control the experience in a way that you can't on social media, especially with the algorithms. So let's talk about what's working really well right now in the land of email list building. So number one, I'm so excited to talk about this, are quizzes. So we recently launched a brand new quiz, and I'm so excited about it. It is the Who Are You Really quiz. And if you've read my book, How Are You Really?, then this will make you smile. But I wanted to create a new quiz that was kind of adjacent to the book, but that really helped connect people with their gifts. When I was recently in Mexico with some people, we were talking about the Enneagram, and about half of the people that were in Mexico with us had never done the Enneagram. And we were just talking about how certain tools can really help you, one, just feel confident in who you are, but also can equip you to kind of understand the people around you and have more grace and empathy for them as well as for yourself. And so we were sitting at the breakfast table one day and we had everyone taking the Enneagram test, and then we were talking about it. And so when I created this Who Are You Really quiz, I wanted to bring people back home to themselves and to know that like the way they are makes them amazing. It is their superpower. And if they have the right resources and tools, it can only impact their life and their results and the way that they feel. If you want to take this Who Are You Really quiz or just see how a quiz works from an email list building standpoint, please do. People are literally shocked at the results and how accurate they are. If people like screenshot and say, I knew I liked you, or like, oh my gosh, this is wild. So if you go to whoareyoureallyquiz.com, that's whoareyoureallyquiz.com, you can take the quiz and you can kind of see how this all works. So I had a previous quiz. It was kind of my signature quiz. It was called the Secret Sauce Quiz. I love that quiz. It's an amazing quiz. If you want to see that one, it's secretsaucequiz.com. And we made this one back in 2017. When I looked up that number, I couldn't believe that we made it that many years ago. And it is still generating results for us. So here are some data surrounding the Secret Sauce Quiz. So we had 2.75 million views of the quiz. 2.75 million. We had 200,000 people start the quiz and over 100,000 people complete it. And that means if they complete it, we got their email address at the end to send them their results from that single quiz. 100,000 opt-ins. That's insane. So about 50% of people who start the quiz complete it and opt in. And that's a really high percentage when I look at that. So when we decided we're going to make a new quiz, we kind of want to freshen things up. This is a really fun way to get to know our audience and also connect them to resources and tools and podcast episodes that can help them. We created the Who Are You Really quiz. And we had a few goals with it. And what's so cool is that with a quiz, the ultimate goal is to capture an email address, yes, but you are also able to glean insight on your audience through the quiz itself. And so again, if you want to take it, you can kind of see how this all works while I explain it, but it's whoareyoureallyquiz.com. So there were four main objectives in creating this quiz. First, connect people to my book. So we wanted people who are curious about what it's like to come home to yourself or get to know yourself or live your truth to be connected to my book as a resource. How Are You Really is like the companion to the Who Are You Really quiz. Number two objective, we wanted to gain insight into our audience and what they need help with. Something that's been really interesting for me this year is that while I've notoriously been in the business space, my book and the intention behind my book was to really expand my reach. Like, I love entrepreneurship. I love it so much. I can talk about it all day and night. But what I love even more than that is just enriched lives. Like, I want my work to enrich people's lives, whether they're an entrepreneur or not. And so the quiz is allowing us to gain insight into our audience to see What percentage of our audience are already entrepreneurs? What percentage want to become entrepreneurs? What percentage are not even interested in entrepreneurship? And allow me to serve at a higher level. And I love that. Objective number three was to tie them to additional results based on their responses. So really paying attention to, if they say they are this, what do we connect them to that will actually help them? And that was a really huge piece of it. And then number four, of course, the final objective was to grow our email list. And we wanted to be really intentional with what that can look like, how we will grow it, and then how we can serve people based on what the quiz has told us about them. So as you can see, quizzes are an awesome way to grow your email list. And for us, it's something that we've been focused on. And I really do want to stress that, like, we've had my secret sauce since 2017. So that quiz has been generating us leads and results for the last 5 years. So it is something that you want to invest in that actually gives people a really great jumping off point, serves them well, and gets them onto your list with giving you insight on how you can show up for them better. So I just think it's a really cool, multifaceted way to focus on growing your list, but also to start the relationship off with serving. I'm super excited about our Who Are You Really quiz, and I'm going to share a little bit more about some of the results we're getting with that using another strategy. So the second big way that we've been growing our email list is through launches. And this is a huge one. And I think people forget this a lot, because a lot of times when we're focused on list building, we're thinking about it from a standpoint of, like, consistently getting new subscribers. And that's awesome. If you can figure out different ways to daily add new subscribers to your list, that would be incredible. But if you are at this place where you just feel stuck, or you haven't been able to get that next 100 subscribers or whatever, think about doing a launch. This is a really huge way to get a big amount of list growth in a short amount of time. For me specifically, webinars and challenges are huge when it comes to list growth. Doing this, like, concentrated push where you are pushing towards a resource or an offer that gets people to opt in can help grow your list and grow it quickly, and also help you see too which offers that you have are resonating the most. One thing that people forget is how valuable a new lead is, even if you don't have something to sell. I've told this story many times on the podcast before, but before Drew became a stay-at-home dad, he had his own health coaching business. And I had learned how important list building was, to the point where before he even had a business name, we had started growing his email list because I wanted him to have a list that he could launch to when he was finally ready to have an offer. And so if you are someone who you're like, I don't know why I'd grow an email list, I don't have anything to sell, I would say, especially if you don't have anything to sell, you want to create some sort of free offer, some free value, and promote it like you would a real launch. This is an incredible way to get your footing and to understand the world of launching, to see what resonates with your audience, to start to feel comfortable promoting. And it can be a huge way that you can grow your email list again, so that you will have this list that you can launch your next offer to. So I had my team pull some digits just because I was also curious. So in the spring of this year, before my book came out, we did a live launch of my list to launch email list building program. And just in a 1 week window, we added 3,500 new contacts that were cold audience. So a lot of times when I go into my launches, I focus on people that have already been on my list. Why? Because I've already been consistently serving them a value. I likely have some sort of insight into what they need or what they're struggling with or what they're working on. But on top of serving my warm audience, we also added 3,500 new contacts just in that 1 week timeframe for the launch. So these are brand new subscribers. We also say that, you know, it's cold traffic. These are people who may have never heard of me before, never heard of my offer, but they are interested, and it is the right time for them to subscribe to my email list, get the value that I'm offering them, which is usually in the form of either a webinar or a free challenge. And even if they don't purchase during the launch, I now get the opportunity to show up and serve them. And hopefully the next time around that I launch it, it is the right time and offer for them. And if you remember at the beginning of this episode, I was talking about how the first time that I launched my email list building program, it wasn't the greatest launch, but something that I was so confident in and why I was so excited about the results, even though they were slightly lackluster, was because I understood the value of these subscribers. And I committed. I think a lot of times when people have, like, a failed launch or something that doesn't perform how they want to scrap it, they want to try something brand new. I committed to talking about the topic of email list building over the next year. And guess what happened? The second time I launched that course, it was one of our best launches ever. In fact, I think to date, it is one of our best launches ever. And so I want to encourage you, if you've done something and you're like, oh, it didn't get the results I was hoping for, but you really believe in the thing and you believe in the offer and you believe in what you put out there, do not give up. In fact, go the opposite way and commit to talking about that thing for free until you are ready to relaunch and let people understand the what and the why behind the topic, so then they can eventually invest in the how, which is going to be your offer. I want to also share another example of how launching can help you grow your list. And the cool thing is it doesn't even have to be launching one of your own products. So this again can work for you, even if you don't currently have an offer yet. So in the fall, I partnered with one of my best friends, Amy Porterfield, for her Fall Digital Course Academy launch. I love partnering with different leaders who have created incredible resources and courses. And so in the 2-week launch window of me partnering with Amy, I grew my list by almost 7,000 new subscribers. So again, I just want to reiterate, if you are somebody listening to this, you're not exactly sure what your offer is, you don't have an offer yet, there are ways that you can grow your email list even without that paid offer that will pay you dividends down the road. There are so many different ways that launches can bring someone onto your list. And then I want for you to keep in mind the long game. This is how I am always playing when it comes to email lists. The goal isn't to have somebody go straight from a new subscriber directly to a sale. You want them to stay on your list and continue to be served by you. Again, with the example that I had where a year later then that launch reaped the rewards because I was consistent at talking about and explaining the offer and why it was something that would help them. Trust me when I say I am not the most tech savvy entrepreneur out there. Like, you will not hear me saying it's almost too easy when I'm talking about tech, because tech usually isn't easy, especially for me. Tech for me is usually too complicated, too busy, and too frustrating when it should be just plain easy. Until now, HubSpot's CRM platform is ridiculously easy to use, learn, and love. That's because it's a handcrafted, sophisticated system designed for the way teams actually work, not a bunch of cobbled together tools that don't work well together. With a suite of powerful tools that seamlessly connects your teams and customizable hubs that you can add or subtract as you grow, it's not almost too easy to use, it's easy to use, period. Imagine giving your clients a delightful experience and having a delightful time doing it. Learn how HubSpot can help your business grow better at HubSpot.com. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over 1 billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/gold to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/gold. Terms and conditions apply. Number 3 is paid traffic. So this was super compelling to me, and this is something that I want to talk about, because a lot of times when we talk about list building, we talk about it from that organic standpoint, and there are so many benefits and so much possibility behind organically growing your list. But I also want to be transparent that paying for paid traffic can be a way to exponentially grow your list. And in my opinion, it can be one of the best ways to be investing in your business. Nearly 50% of our ads that we pay for and that we are running currently and consistently are being run towards things that are strictly to grow our email list. They're not being run to make a sale. So 44% to be exact is the number of what our ads are in terms of the split. So 44% of our ads are being run directly just to grow our email list. And I could even argue that it's way higher because we're also running ads to my webinars as well, which are great lead generators, but those are more attached to the sale of a course. And there are so many reasons why I want to talk about the power of paid traffic, specifically when it comes to growing your email list. First off, it is a way cheaper lead. So when you are running an ad to get someone to sign up and get their email address, and you're offering value, you are going to pay pennies to the dollar instead of trying to run an ad to get someone to buy something. That is going to be a very expensive ad spend and likely not yield a lot of results. And the cool thing is that when you are using your ad dollars to grow your email list, you get to bring someone into your world, maybe bring them into an email funnel. You get to know the person and you get to serve them before you ever go to sell to them. And let me tell you, for so many people listening to this podcast, they're like, I hate selling. If that's you, then you want to spend your ad dollars on growing your email list so that you can start the relationship off with serving before you ever go to sell. And as I share some of this data with you, I'm literally sharing the numbers. I do want to note, obviously, I have a very large following and I have worked for many, many years, over a decade, to build a relationship with my audience. So my results might not be totally typical, but they are definitely achievable. And I want to just share these numbers because I think a lot of times when we share some of the inner workings of how things are going or what we're doing, we are painting the possibility for other people. We are sharing what is possible. So I just wanted to preface, I get it. I have a big following. I've worked at this for a long time, but I want for you to know that this is possible. So right now, as I record this, we currently have 11 freebie campaigns running. These are solely ads running to grow my email list. So essentially, I have an ad. It has some sort of free offer, whether it's a download, a worksheet, a template, a guide. I have 11 of those running consistently. I also have ads running to my evergreen webinars, which are my automated webinars that then guide people into my courses, but we're not even counting those right now. So right now, the cheapest campaign is our brand new quiz, which I just talked about, the Who Are You Really quiz, and we're paying about $1.05 per new subscriber to my list. So each lead is about $1.05, and that's really cheap in my opinion, to get a new email subscriber. And what's cool is there a speak in the internet marketing world that for every subscriber you have on your list, that is about an extra dollar in revenue per month. And so if you think about it, it's almost a wash for that first month. And then every month after that, if we're really looking at that data, which I'm going to be honest, I don't know exactly where that data came from, but I've seen it to be true in my business, then everything after that is profit. Our second lead generator that is performing really well is our Goal Digger Planner. It's this really beautiful downloadable freebie. We're paying $1.22 for that. So you can see we're able to get some really great leads at a very low ad spend. So in the last 7 days alone, so in the last week, we've generated just under 2,000 new subscribers just from freebies. And the average across all of those different campaigns, we have 11 of them, the average cost per lead is $2.22. So again, I recognize how powerful a new subscriber is to my list, so much so that I'm willing to spend money on the front end, knowing that it will likely pay off on the back end. For the month of November alone of this year, we generated close to 10,000 leads through paid traffic. So with the number one focus being list building, I'm investing in that way, but we are seeing massive results. So if you're thinking about this and you're like, okay, what's the adverse side of this? So on the other side, we have a high cost per lead and it's honestly not even that high. I know people that spend $30, $60, $90 to get a lead. I was watching Shark Tank the other day and so many people that come on Shark Tank, they have these massive sales numbers. And then the sharks ask them like, what is your cost per lead or what is your cost per sale? And it's like really high. So for us, we are very conservative when it comes to our ad spend. We want to make sure that we're connecting every dollar going in to some sort of dollar coming out. So for us, our highest cost per lead, which is still arguably very low, is our zero to 250 challenge. It's $4.70 per lead, which again is very low, but it's high for us. However, I am so willing to spend $5 to get someone to sign up for that free challenge, because I know that that challenge that I've invited you into is going to serve them so well that they are going to be ready and excited to take that next step. So we are able to create that back end revenue off of that front end lead because that challenge is so baller. It is such an amazing way to start off a relationship. It is strictly out of service. And so again, we're playing the long game here. Like, I will give $5 all day, every day to get someone to take that challenge because one, it's going to finally help them start and grow their email list. But two, it's going to get them ready to understand what that next step is. And I have that next step waiting for them. So when we think about budgeting in terms of our ad spend, you don't have to have hundreds of thousands of dollars to throw at ads. Our budget ranges from $30 a day to $220 a day per campaign. For a lot of people, they're not going to have 11 campaigns simultaneously running. They're going to have one, maybe two. So what would that look like? And for us, we kind of look at what's coming down the docket, what's coming up in our promotional calendar, and we change our ad spend based on what's coming up and what that looks like. And one thing to note here is my ads gal, Carrie, who's incredible. She reminded me, she's like, I want people to know that it's so important to look at the results. You want to not just set it and forget it when it comes to paid ads. You want to see what creative is working really well. What ad copies are working really well? What words are people resonating with? What graphics are working? Is it video? Is it static? And you want to take that information and then feed it back into your ad efforts. And so we're constantly analyzing like, which ad set is performing the best? Okay, how do we create more things that look like that? Or which words are resonating the most? How do we make those the headlines? And so you want your ads to get more and more effective. And what we've learned a lot is that paid ads give us so much data, and that data can pour through into all of the different ways we show up and all the different campaigns we run. And so you want to just be really consistent here. But I think one of the number one mistakes that people make is that they don't invest in paid ads until they're ready to launch something. And then they're hitting cold audiences and immediately trying to sell. And instead, your ad dollars would go a lot further if you were investing them into places that were strictly focused on growing your email list. And the longevity of that lead and what that lead can produce is going to greatly heighten when you start that relationship off from a place of serving and showing up for them. And so I think that's really an incredible thing to note. And I just wanted to share that paid traffic is working so well and that we're investing the majority of our dollars into strictly growing our email list through that paid traffic. And I love that. Number four is a strategy that I've talked about before and it is still working. So I'm going to talk about it again. And that is website and blog pop-ups. And I know every time I talk about it, some people want to tune it out or cringe, but pop-up strategy has been huge for us. And whether you love them or you hate them, they work. In 2021 alone, we had over 317,000 visitors to our blog site and 23,000 conversions. So that's a conversion rate of 7.5%. That's huge. And our conversions here are not necessarily all to new subscribers. However, a lot of times what we're considering a conversion is someone clicking on the pop-up, either giving us their email address or going to a page where they get more information, which can lead to a conversion. So that doesn't mean strictly we got 24,000 new subscribers to that, but that people were engaging with the pop-ups in the way that we intended them to. And one of the ways that we've gotten to this point, which is a really high conversion rate, is we are constantly testing, trialing, and researching. So for example, when we utilized Google Analytics and we were digging into the type of device that the majority of our site visitors were using, we recognized, oh my gosh, we have been formatting for desktop, but the majority of our site visitors are on mobile. So then we went back, reevaluated our mobile designs, recrafted, redesigned them in order to increase optimization all around. That pivot alone helped us gain close to 38,000 site visitors and 17,000 conversions from the year prior. So we massively used like our research and testing and trialing to increase not only our visitors, but our conversions. And that then led to us growing our list and connecting our audience to additional resources and offers we can provide. And so we're constantly looking at like, what is the data showing us? And then how can we test and use different things? One thing that I thought was really interesting is that you can integrate pop-ups with other tools and grow your list substantially. So we are underutilizing this strategy to capture the traffic that is on our website. if you get somebody to land on your website, which is your home on the web, or your blog, which is, again, your like library on the web, you want to do your best to capture that audience so that you can stay in touch with them. Because once they bounce off of your site, there's a good chance they'll never come back again. So here's an interesting example. The University of Alberta utilized a pop-up surveying tool to boost their subscribers by more than 500%. So initially, they had this poll that was their pop-up on their website. And instead of using that poll, they changed it to this tool that encouraged people to sign up for their email newsletter. And they set up a form that allowed site visitors to literally subscribe right there on the spot. And it changed their email list subscriber signups from 1 to 2 a day to 12 to 15 a day without making any other changes to the page that the pop-up was housed on. And so again, it's like this power of suggestion, this ability to offer quick value and hopefully connect people to a resource and to gain access to their inbox, which will allow you to stay in touch with them, which is so valuable. One pop-up pro tip that I wanted to share is you want to utilize very specific offers. So if you are someone that has more than 1 or 2 freebies that you're using to grow your list, and you can kind of tailor specific offers, that can totally help you grow your list way faster. Because a lot of times people will have a pop-up on their site and it's this generic offer. It's just saying like, sign up for my newsletter. And it's like, well, why would I do that? What am I going to get? What does that look like? And so if you can, instead of having a generic pop-up, have a specific one, that can increase your conversions by over 50%. So if you're curious on how to do that or what that looks like, one thing that I encourage you to use is utilize tools like Google Analytics. That will help you see what are people clicking on? What are they curious about? What are they looking for more information on? And that can help you choose a pop-up that will help move the needle the most. An example of this could be our about page, like the page on my website that shares about me, where people go to click to. It is one of our highest trafficked pages. And I'd honestly assume the same for you. Usually people want to know who's behind whatever the offer is. And since someone has already landed there to learn more, this would be a super smart page to place a pop-up with your top performing specific resource for someone to opt into. And so again, you just want to be thinking through, where are people clicking? How can you give them some sort of offer or freebie or some sort of piece of value? And how can you collect their email address in the process? I know so many of us, my team recently was like, Jenna, can you unsubscribe from emails you don't want to get anymore? Because when Black Friday hit, they were like, your inbox went nuts. And so I'm constantly opting in for things that offer value because I'm like, yes, I want the free shipping. Yes, I want the 20% off. Yes, I want that free guide on how you do this thing. And so I had to go through and unsubscribe from things because my team was like, it took us forever to get through your inbox. That was insane.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Okay, this last one is something I am so excited about. I literally texted a mastermind I'm in with some of the top creme de la creme business owners that you probably follow and learn from about this method of growing my email list because it has been a life changer for me. And I've connected so many people that I love and care about to the service and the people that I'm using to do this thing, because it literally, I have gotten more results from this in the last few months than anything else marketing wise. So this is brand new for us. And what I'm talking about is Instagram DM automation. We have increased our email list by 9,000 in 2 months' time, and it has been so wildly effective. It has changed how I've launched things. It has changed my engagement on Instagram. It has changed the way that I grow my email list. And if you remember at the beginning of this episode, I said for marketers, we should have two main goals: showing up on channels to connect and getting people off of those channels and onto our email list. This has been the most effective way to get Instagram followers off of Instagram and onto my email list. I literally had no idea that this was a thing until I got the best cold pitch of my life. And you are going to hear from this founder in an upcoming episode of the podcast. I am so excited. The episode is going to be fire, but this has been a massive focus and a list growth strategy for us. So it's super interesting. I get cold pitches every day. I get pitches for people to come onto my podcast. I get pitches for different services. I get pitches for copywriters and VAs, and I get video pitches pretty much every day. But something stopped me in my tracks with this one. So I got a Loom video from this founder named Natasha, and I hit play. And within about 20 minutes, I was on the phone with her, which, by the way, I hate phone calls. I signed a contract and booked her, and she literally started working for me within about 2 days. Her pitch was so solid. And what was incredible is that I totally understood the power of what she was talking about. So what is Instagram DM automation? So if you have been following me on Instagram lately, you might have noticed that there will be different things that I'm posting about, and I'll say, comment a keyword and I'll slide into your DMs and send you info. We've done this recently for my journal that we launched. We did this for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. We've done this for a VIP Instagram DM list. And so I'll say, like, comment a keyword and then I'll DM you. And what's incredible is that this isn't just like a one-off bot communication that feels super generic and doesn't convert. These are full-fledged funnels that guide people on the path of whatever the objective is and connect with them and serve them right where they already are, which is their Instagram DMs. Like, the open rates on these are insane. It is, I mean, you cannot beat it. I mean, it's nearly 100%. So for example, let me walk you through how this worked. So we did a marketing angle where I grew a wait list for a secret project that I was launching soon, which ended up being my journal. So I had been hinting about it. I was so excited about it. We were about to do a pre-launch. And so we were like, let's start warming people up, so that when we do the pre-sale of my journal, they are excited, they are engaged, they are ready. So once someone engaged with my posts, my Instagram stories, or they saw a call to action in my Instagram bio, I told them to DM me or comment the word secret. Once they do that, they receive this automated message that prompts them to respond. From there, we basically had this chat funnel, which captures people's first name and their email to get them onto my list. These people were the first people to hear about my secret project. They got additional time and insight and free bonuses. And so it was a treat for them because they had opted in. The chat funnel involved follow-up with this person 1 hour later and then 22 hours later at each step. So if they fell off of the funnel, or if they weren't interested, or if they forgot about it, or if they opened it but didn't follow up, this helped them to stay on the path that we had wanted them on. And it included things like selfie videos, audio messages, images of me. Like, it was very personalized. I went through and helped create exactly what I wanted the experience to be. And it was amazing. We captured 6,000 emails for the journal pre-order waitlist. 6,000 emails in a 9-day window, just announcing that I had a secret project. And if you wanted to be the first to find out, you can do it. We had almost 7,000 people engage with my stories and posts for the campaign. We had 5,000 people engage with my Instagram stories alone, where my call to action was just comment below or reply secret and I'll get in touch with you. We had 1,700 people engage on my posts. And so what's crazy is when you look at it, that means we had an 87% conversion rate from post and story engagement into an email capture. That number is insane. Basically, 87% of people that engaged with this whole campaign ended up opting in. That's bananas and incredible. And what was so cool is then me and my team, we got to create special things for these VIP people who were interested in what the secret announcement was. Like, it was so much fun for me and it was fun for the people on the list. And so if you want to kind of see how this works, I've set it up so that you can do that. All you have to do is DM me the word on Instagram. So literally find me on Instagram, send me a DM with the word funnel, and you can see how this works in action. And through that, you can also get connected to the amazing team who helped set all of this up for me to help see if it's a right fit for you and your business. So literally just jump onto Instagram right now if you want to see how this works and what it looks like. DM me the word funnel, F-U-N-N-E-L, and you are going to have your mind blown. This has been so powerful for me, and I've gotten so many of my top marketers in the industry, so many of my friends onto this because I'm like, I have never seen something work like this. And it is such an incredible user experience, but it's also just an awesome way. I think so many people grow these Instagram followings, but they struggle in getting people off of Instagram and into a place where they have more control over, like an email list. And this has just been so transformative for me. So this is a long episode and it was much longer than I anticipated, but clearly I am just so excited about these strategies and how they've been working for me and my business. And I am taking all of this and so much more into the new year to help continue to focus on my number one priority, which is growing my email list. There is so much power in your email list. And so if you do not have one yet, please, please, please join my 0-250 free email list building challenge at listbuildchallenge.com. I will walk you through every step of this and then take today's tips and use and leverage them to help grow your email list so that you can show up, you can serve well, and you can eventually sell to your email subscribers because you will be so perfectly aligned with exactly what they need. I love showing up in inboxes every single week. It feels like writing little love letters, sharing more about my life and just different invitations and opportunities. And it is the number one focus for next year, just like the year past and the one before that. Thank you so much, Gold Diggers, for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. I hope this was wildly valuable for you, and I hope you learned something new. I cannot wait to hear what your biggest takeaways were. And of course, until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Gold Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.